little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Happy Friday, and welcome into the Mickey Plyler Show. As you might guess, I am not Mickey. I am Kelly Gramlich, filling in for our new dad, Mickey Plyler, whose wife had a baby on, when was that, Zach? Tuesday, when Drake Plyler joined the world. So we're very excited for the Plylers, and finally we have a station baby, which we are all very excited about, mainly me. But I'm filling in today with Zach Orr. Cannot wait to get started on this show, get you ready for a very, very, very busy weekend in the sports world, but also in the Clemson sports world. There is a lot of stuff happening this weekend, and we'll get into all of that. But first of all, Zach, good morning. Is this even the morning? What time is it? I've never been awake this early. How are you doing?
It's good to see you this morning.
I've been awake this early a few times. Now, I think the last time we did a 6 a.m., which I'm not sure you and I have ever done a 6 a.m. show before. I don't think we have.
No.
I've come in at like 8 o'clock and filled in for the last hour. But I think you're forgetting that because of a football season in which Clemson blew out everybody.
Yep.
And the ACC was very down.
Yep.
I did like six a.m. Tiger pregame show. So don't forget that I've had a little more experience in this area in the recent couple months there, Zach.
Listen, normally you sleep until you're finished in the morning, right? And this morning that alarm went off, I'm assuming a little bit after five.
Yes, that is true. Now,
yikes.
I told Zach this story as I walked in, and I know many listeners out there, you know, you occasionally have a nightmare, right? Nightmares happen. I had a nightmare last night where I overslept, which I have this nightmare all the time. I don't know if anyone else has this. I do. And I overslept, and it was 10:30 in the morning today. So obviously I missed the whole show. And I called Zach, and I was so mad at him. It's like, Zach, you didn't wake me up. What the heck? And Zach, of course, responds, I called you 50 times. What's your problem? So thankfully that did not happen. I am here. I'm wide awake. And we're ready to do this show. You can always give us a call, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. If it's a little too early for your liking to give us a call, which I understand, the text line is always open, the Health Dare text line, 986-1566. Hit us up on there. And Zach, as I mentioned, today is a little bit of a different day on the station. So I just want to remind the listeners what's going on. We, of course, have the press box, 9 to noon.
You're double dipping today.
Oh, I am. I'm pulling a Zach Orr.
6 hours of radio today.
I'm pulling a Zach Orr.
Woo!
Actually, if you look at the sketch, Zach, for some reason, the radio gods have smiled down. I'm not doing a full 3-hour show with Out of Bounds because baseball has moved their first pitch time today to 3 p.m. It was 4 p.m.
Yep.
Now it's 3 p.m. So baseball pregame show will start at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Bounds will end at 2:20.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pick up pregame at 2:30. So seamless transition right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, opening day for Clemson baseball. We're going to get to a lot of that today and break it down. We actually talked to Monty Lee last week. We're going to play the interview for you in the third hour. So Monty Lee was some great stuff. I was racking my brain, Zach, and I was thinking, all right, which baseball guest should we have on? And then I thought, We have a 16-minute interview with Monty Lee from last week. There's no one better than Monty Lee to tell us about his Tigers.
Yeah.
So we're going to play that in the third hour. And then, very excited, too, we have Roy Philpott, the esteemed SEC Network legend, hoops guru, yep. Roy Philpott, joining us at 7:45, which I really appreciate because I know his schedule has been insane. So I don't think it was exactly easy for him to make some time. So we very much appreciate that. But again, opening day, first pitch today, 3 p.m., and then tomorrow's insane. Tomorrow's the kind of day, that's why Zach Orr gets paid the big bucks, because we've got three broadcasts happening in one day. Plus, we have Mark Childress' show from 9 to 11:30 on Saturday. 11:30 a.m., men's basketball pregame. That starts. The Tigers take on Louisville at Louisville. We're going to talk about that game as well. That would be a huge win to put Clemson back in the field, back in the NCAA tournament, possibly. Could be another signature win for the Tigers, but always a tough place to win at Louisville. And they're coming off two heartbreaking losses as well. We all know what happened with Louisville and Duke a couple days ago. So you got men's basketball. That's going to go straight into baseball. Baseball will start at 2:30 pregame, 3 p.m. first pitch again. And then if you really want to, that's a double dip there. If you want a triple dip and you want to just get your fix of Clemson sports.
It's time you leave it.
I'm flying out to Boston today. It is a day, guys. We got 6 to 9, Mickey Plyle. We got out of bounds.
What time are you leaving?
I'm going to get on a plane, 4:30, heading to Boston. Why are you laughing? This is great. This is the dream, Zach.
Yeah.
This is the dream. Got some friends in Boston I'm going to see. Love it.
You don't know anybody in B-town.
I actually do, which you'd be surprised, because I normally don't associate with Yankees. The only Yankee I associate with is you.
There's no Yankees in Boston, I'll tell you that much.
Well, sure. Well, you know I'm a Red Sox fan, so that helps.
Stop.
So 12:45 p.m. pregame for the 1 p.m. women's basketball game at Boston College. That will be internet only on WCCPFM.com. Yours truly will have that call. All by myself. Zach, cue the all by myself music because Kwok's leaving me and he's staying here to do baseball, which of course he's needed there. So we've got so much going on Saturday. And then of course Sunday, 12:30 p.m. pregame, first pitch at 1 o'clock for Clemson baseball. And Zach, I would be remiss if I didn't mention what happened last night in that vein, telling you about our schedule. Last night, the Lady Tigers, Zach, this team is just different. They beat Florida State, number 21 Florida State, number 21 in the AP poll, 19 in the coaches poll. Beat them 73-68 in Little John last night on a play for K, pink out, Valentine's Day game, and complete the season sweep of Florida State. Florida State is a team that has finished in the top four in the ACC for four straight years. This is a program that's made 13 of the last 14 NCAA tournaments. This is a really, really good program, and Clemson plays them twice every year. I got to be honest, Zach. Florida State, they're rebuilding a bit. They have some freshmen. They've had some injuries. Still a very good team. I said this last night to a couple people, and I mean it. I'm not sure I thought I'd ever see Clemson sweep Florida State, ever. With how good Florida State's been the past couple years under Sue Semrau, for Clemson to go out there in Amanda Butler's first season, come in and sweep Florida State in women's basketball is incredible. If you had told me that before the season, I feel like I would have slapped you because I would not have believed you. That is ridiculous. Ridiculous. As the texter says, ACC Coach of the Year. I think she has a really good chance, texter. I do. The one person probably standing in her way is Jeff Walls from Louisville. They've had an incredible year. They just beat UConn, and Louisville's one of the favorites to win the national title. So he could possibly win it, but it's kind of like a Tony Bennett versus Brad Brownell situation from last year, right? Tony Bennett has the best team in the league. They're undefeated, even though Louisville's already lost. But you have to look at the job that Coach Butler's done, and I don't know how you can't really consider her for ACC Coach of the Year. So last night, as I said, Clemson takes down Florida State. Four players in double figures. Kobe Thornton, 19 points for the junior. She's an absolute baller. Two senior guards, Edwards and Westbrook, 17 and 16 points, respectively. So Clemson now improves to 7-5 in ACC play, which is just, I mean, again, incredible. Most wins in league since 2004. And as Zach said, he likes winners. Doesn't care what sport it is, as long as you're winning. And quickly, you look at the remaining five games for the Lady Tigers. Four ACC games. At Boston College, as I mentioned, tomorrow. So a really quick turnaround. One day rest, one day to practice, one day to do that scout and then get on a plane and go to Boston, which is one of the longer trips in ACC. It is a long trip, Zach. So that's going to be a tough turnaround. And BC is somewhat improved. They have a first-year head coach, but still a game that I think Clemson should win. Then next Thursday at Georgia Tech, next Sunday at home against Virginia Tech, and then next Thursday at Duke. Clemson could finish 4-0 in that stretch. We'll see. We'll see what happens, but that's very possible.
Back when you hadn't yet abandoned your radio roots for all of these basketball calls, if you recall, we do a post-game interview with the head coach.
Yes.
She was fired up last night on that post-game interview.
Was she? I was doing the ACC Network. I wasn't sure.
You're a big deal now. We get it. Congratulations. Remember us when you're famous. But she gets on there, and I can hear you guys during our commercial break, right? And I mean, she's fired up. Like, her sitting down was a big deal for her last
night.
Like, she was excited about it, and she's talking to Kwok, and they're getting going, and the end of the interview comes, and she always gives the Coach O-esque Go Tigers at the end of interviews. She screamed it into the mic last night. Like, she was pumped up. It meant a lot to her, I guess. Just because of the success her team is having here, I think there's a little bit of she was at Florida for so long and still kind of hates Florida State.
I think there's absolutely no doubt about that.
It absolutely played over. So it was really cool.
There is no doubt. When we were in Tallahassee in January when they beat Florida State down there,
yeah,
I did that pregame interview because we were doing radio.
It was a great pregame interview.
Oh, thank you so much. It was actually, Zach is being very sarcastic. If you guys don't know, when you're doing a pregame interview, you go get the coach. Zach is dying laughing. This is a great story. You go get the coach an hour and a half before tip, okay? Yeah. And you go, generally have to knock on the door. She comes out of the coach's locker room, and you talk to her. And generally, you're in kind of the inner workings of the Coliseum or whatever arena you're in. So you feel like you're good to go. So I literally, this is back in Tallahassee a month ago. I click record.
Oh, this is the music one.
Oh, yeah. I click record. And I start off, you know, back on the countdown to tip off with head coach Amanda Butler. Coach, you know, getting ready for this contest against Florida State. What do you need to see from your team? And I put the mic in her face. And then, boom, Florida State decides to blast the speakers in that arena, testing the music, playing all sorts of songs at the loudest decibel you can think of. And I'm sitting here just trying to hear Coach Butler, and I'm 2 feet away from her. So I give Zach that pregame interview because he, of course, runs all the broadcasts, which if you want to talk about big time, that's Zach Orr, because literally nothing could run without Zach Orr.
They'll be doing that.
And what did you say to me, Zach, after you heard that pregame interview?
Because normally every one of your interviews has a door slamming in it at some point in time. Every single one of them, there's a door in the background, just wham, slamming shut. And this one was at a concert. You were at a concert.
Here's the thing. So on the road, I do the pregame interview. At home, when I'm not doing the games, Kwok, of course, does it. So
you're always quiet.
At home, you know where to go. Yep. It's Little John. It's the comfy confines of Little John Coliseum. Kwok and Coach Butler have like a little spot. In Little John, they do the interview. It's so quiet. It's wonderful. On the road, Zach, you don't have that luxury. Mm. You have to improvise. Sometimes you get your ears blasted out by the Florida State staff. Sometimes that happens.
Do it on the plane today.
That's not necessary.
Do it on the plane.
No.
Nice and quiet. Maybe you get a little captain's announcement. Do they do captain's announcements on private flights, on chartered flights?
Let's see. Not really.
No.
Sometimes he'll come on at the end and say, we're 20 minutes away or whatever. But generally, no. There's no security, which is awesome. They just kind of let you on. You don't have to turn your phone off or anything. It's pretty good. So we'll do one of those flights today as we head up to Boston. And Zach, this is our farthest north trip of the year.
Not going to Maine this year?
No, thankfully not. That trip it got dark at literally 3 p.m. The parka will never leave my body. I will have the parka on the entire trip to Boston. I don't even care if it's not supposed to be that cold. It's Boston, Massachusetts. It's Antarctica in my mind. I will have the parka on. So no doubt about that. But again, super busy weekend here on WCCP. So many things to listen to. Just stay tuned all day today, all day tomorrow, all day Sunday. We've got baseball. We've got men's basketball, women's basketball, all sorts of things. I know Zach is excited about opening day. I know a lot of the listeners out there are as well. Clemson takes on South Alabama to open the year. We'll see how this new squad looks. You've got two freshman starters in the rotation. Brooks Crawford will start tonight, so a veteran starter on opening day. But two true freshmen starting Saturday and Sunday. Zach, your initial thoughts on that? That was kind of surprising.
We can talk about it.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Now, I don't know if you actually want to talk about it.
What is that supposed to mean, sir?
I know Kwok gives you a lot of baseball talk on Out of Bounds. And sometimes...
Today's going to be baseball heavy, that's for sure.
And sometimes it's not your favorite.
Well, Zach, when I'm talking about my Red Sox, which, you know, congrats to the Red Sox world champs. Mm-hmm. I believed in you since May. That's always very exciting for me. I'll tell you though, Zach, I'm not a huge, like, you know, you're a bigger baseball fan than me.
Sure.
You follow your Yankees, you follow Major League Baseball. I don't follow Major League Baseball anywhere near as much as you or Mickey, the normal host of this show. That being said, I do enjoy following, keeping up with, keeping tabs on going to Clemson baseball games. I enjoy watching my alma mater play baseball. I think there's something fun about that. Am I going to sit there and watch every single inning like Kwok does? No. He does. He gets paid to do that for the most part, so let's be clear.
Yep.
And he keeps his book. Have you seen his book?
No. He gives a book for it?
He keeps the book for the whole season.
There you go.
The games he doesn't do, he'll go back and fill in the book from the games he doesn't do. I mean, this guy has a serious baseball addiction and problem. Prayers up for that guy because he's just obsessed. But he's going to wake up today like it's Christmas morning because it's opening day. Do you get, I'm assuming you get more excited for Major League Baseball opening day than Clemson opening day?
I mean, I'd be way more excited if I was going to the game today. But yeah, I get more excited for Major League Baseball, of course.
Well, and also, you know, with college baseball, it starts so early.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I love about baseball season is it truly feels like spring is here, right? You go outside, you're getting some sun at the game, you're wearing your ball cap, you got to put some sunscreen on. You know, it feels like winter is over. It doesn't feel like that yet.
Oh, no. About mid-April when it's,
yes,
when it's a nice 75, 80 degrees. You're bringing the grill out there to the parking lot behind the stadium, which I don't know where people are going to park this year, to be honest with you.
With softball construction?
Yeah. So that should be a little interesting to see. You bring the Yeti in the back of the car or the truck there, and you just have yourself a nice little afternoon.
Yeah, a little tailgating before baseball. But you know what, Zach? Parking is always an issue on Clemson's campus. But this time, parking is being disrupted a bit because of growth and because they're adding softball, which I think a lot of Clemson fans are very excited about. So that's a good thing. But of course, we're going to have to adjust a little bit. So just be patient with that if you're heading to the game today or anytime this weekend and you're wondering where your parking spot is. Okay, so much to get into today on the Mickey Plyler Show with Kelly and Zach. Probably some Saved by the Bell music coming at some point, I would assume, as we have Kelly and Zach in studio. But much more to come. Stay with us. Happy Friday. We'll be back in a moment.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, LKQPickYourPart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Tax refunds are on their way, and we know you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we want to help. Right now, buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for everyone in the family with discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. And that's not all. Through February, receive an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Don't miss out on these deals. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Carolina Heating Service is committed to giving you the highest value of heating and air conditioning solutions. They do that with the right products and the right highly trained employees. Their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Above all else, they will do the right thing with honesty, integrity, passion, and they care. And with the deals like this, get a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. Call for an estimate, limited time offer. Carolina Heating Service, 864-707-0924. Or online at carolinaheating.com. Zach, I can't believe I didn't even ask you. How was your Valentine's Day yesterday? We haven't even asked you about that.
It was all right. Not too bad. We celebrated earlier in the week, as you do know already.
What fancy establishment did you take Kristen to?
First of all, evidently, I still needed to get a card and stuff on Valentine's Day, even though we already celebrated it 2 days prior.
Well, of course, that's pretty standard,
so
yeah.
That's my bad for not knowing that and having to figure that out the last second, yesterday morning. I asked her, I was like, honey, sweet, love of mine, you know, woman, lady. I said, where do you want to go for Valentine's? And without hesitation, she goes, Chick-fil-A. I go, what?
This is why Kristen is the best.
I go, Valentine's Day, honey, let's go somewhere nice. She goes, no, I want to go Chick-fil-A. I say, all right. So we packed it up, got in the old truck, pulled in, and sat at a table in the back, a little romantic.
Don't want to be bothered.
Don't want to be bothered back there. Ordered a couple of number one combos, not a big deal, and had some nice waiter service come over to the table, bring us our food, put the flower in the middle of the table there, and she was very, very happy, and it was funny, so had a good night.
I will say, I'll just be honest, I'm a little more high maintenance than that. I'll just say that.
Well, you know
I do
what?
Love Chick-fil-A, though. Chick-fil-A, you can never go wrong with Chick-fil-A.
We don't eat Chick-fil-A a lot, to be honest with
so
you.
It was a treat.
Yeah, and we've been dating...
That's right. Y'all are an old married couple. Yeah. I mean, you've been together forever.
We've been dating a little while now. So the young days of having to go completely all out for Valentine's are hopefully behind us, and the Chick-fil-A can be a Valentine's Day tradition. I think that's funny.
Well, Zach, what you should have done, and you still have time maybe, is send her one of these Clemson Valentines that Clemson Athletics put out on Twitter. I really enjoyed some of these. The Xavier Thomas doing the X, and it just says XOXO. That would have been a great one. How about T. Higgins, want to go get some tea sometime?
I mean, I get it.
I like that one. Yeah, I like it. That one. He's literally sitting in a teapot. Little T. Higgins photoshopped into a teapot. He's not little, actually. From Tanner Muse, You Are My Muse. That one writes itself. That one's easy. Chase Bryce, Don't Make Me Chase You. Chase Bryce doing a little stiff arm when he runs there. I got this card just in time for Valentine's Day. Justin Ross. This one is the cringeworthy one. I would dab O for you. That's just, come on, too far. Too far on that one. A little too cringy. I did want to mention, Zach, and I can't believe I didn't say this, Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney at the women's basketball game last night. They showed up, spent their Valentine's Day in Little John supporting the Lady Tigers. It was, of course, the Play for K game, and we know that their foundation, huge supporter of breast cancer awareness and breast cancer research in the local area, so makes a lot of sense that they were there. But Coach and Kathleen stayed the whole game. I caught a few glances over at Coach Sweeney after a big play by the Lady Tigers. He was fist pumping. He was clapping. He had a huge thing of popcorn, just really enjoying it, had his pink on. So I know that the Lady Tigers really appreciate Dabo showing up. And you have to look at Dabo and think, would any other coach that has just won a national title, won two in 3 years, is this, high up in coaching rankings in college football? He's a huge deal. He is. Would any other coach just show up to a women's basketball game on campus to support the Tigers and support Play for K? I just thought that was great. So really good to see Coach Sweeney out there. And I see, Zach, do you like my gift there? My tweet this morning.
Yeah, it's a good stuff. It is accurate. You have finished your giant mug of coffee that you're usually drinking when you get here at 9 or 8:45, whatever time you get here in the morning. And she's gone.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to do this show.
We got more coffee in the back here. We got some donuts here, courtesy of Nick Lavery, law office. Got to love that. Boys, if you want to come at like 6 to 9 when I'm here, that'd be great, boys. That'd be great. But she's very caffeinated, and we're really excited to have her here this morning.
Zach is a little bitter because every time a client brings by food,
every time.
It's generally a lunch situation, and it's never from 6 to 9 in the morning. So Zach never gets free food, and
donuts
he's mad about it.
Donuts are across the board of breakfast food.
Like, you can bring them any time of the day, really.
What are we doing?
You can bring them any time of the day.
What are we doing?
Zach, did you see, speaking of Coach Sweeney, busy day for him, even though I'm sure he recorded this a while ago. Did you see that Dabo Sweeney went on Coach K's radio show? Did you know Coach K had a radio show? Did you know any of this?
No, I had no idea.
Okay, so Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, just to, clarify, has a radio show on Sirius XM. It comes on at 6 p.m. Eastern, I guess, on Thursdays on ESPNU Radio. And he hosts this show, and I guess he has interviews. I've never really heard it. I've never really listened to it. However, you, the Clemson fan, or you, the upstate resident, might be interested because Dabo Sweeney went on Coach K's show. And, of course, they talked about who else but Zion. Everyone's talking about Zion. And in a conversation with Coach K, the football coach, Dabo, who led his team to national title, of course, he was asked, could Zion play football? That was the question. And I think when you look at Zion, you think, well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of obvious.
It's a tight end right there.
That's the question I have for you. So, Coach Sweeney, he started with tight end because you think, okay, that guy could be a tight end. Then he goes, he could play linebacker. He could play running back. He could play defensive end. He could play quarterback. You put him in the Wildcat. And, of course, they're just laughing. Two goats, I think many people would agree.
Stop.
Discussing that.
We have a very, very strict policy of not using goat here on the morning show.
I know. I know you do. I'm very aware.
And
but
I'm here to enforce it.
Well, good luck because
I'm
like that
term. It.
Coach K is a goat. He is.
Stop it.
He is. Come on.
Boo!
Come on. And Dabo Sweeney's the greatest Clemson coach of all time, so you can apply goat to him. But here's my question, Zach. If you had to play Zion at one of these positions in the football field, if you're putting him in a Clemson uniform, let's make this positive. He's going to play football for Clemson next year. Where's he playing?
Tight end.
Well, that's true. With Clemson right now, I mean, that would be a huge need. That would put Clemson on a whole different level if you had Zion at tight end. I think this quarterback discussion, having him at the Wildcat, it reminds me of a little Tim Tebow action, even though I think Zion's bigger than Tim Tebow. I'm sure he is. In terms of height, there's no doubt. That would be a terrifying task, especially for an ACC defense, to slow down Zion Williamson in the Wildcat.
By nature, basketball players are soft.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm assuming he wouldn't love contact, in especially in wildcat form where he's taking hits a lot. So he's a receiving tight end in my book.
he's not even a blocking tight end?
No, he's a receiving tight end. He's the guy that you're running that fade route, that 2-yard fade route in the end zone. You're throwing it up high because he can jump over everybody, right?
That is true. Let me ask you this. So
you're putting quarterback pads on him. You don't want to weigh him down. He's already huge.
You've watched Zion play, yes?
Yeah.
You think he's soft?
I think basketball players in general are soft.
You think he's soft?
Yeah.
No. Have you watched him play?
There's
nothing soft about that guy.
He dunks a basketball and he jumps really high.
No, he overpowers people inside.
He dunks a basketball. He jumps really high. He occasionally runs into a 3-pointer.
Oh my gosh. You have no respect for basketball because, Zero. Well, you have no respect for the toughness of basketball players because you are a former wrestler and of course you love hockey. So nothing compares to those two sports.
And football.
Football, yeah, sure. But I don't think you can watch him play and say he's soft. He's not out there flopping all the time like LeBron. He's not whining all the time. He is literally destroying dudes and dunking on people and just using sheer will and force on the block. That's how he plays. So let's be clear. I don't think he's soft. I don't think he's soft at all. But you do know this, right, Zach, that when he was in high school, he didn't even play high school. He didn't even play high school football because Spartanburg Day doesn't have football. And Zion said he didn't get his size, you know, his huge frame until he was a junior in high school. And he didn't play football. However, with all this, did not play football. LSU, of course, LSU reportedly offered him a football scholarship when he was in high school.
Yeah,
the LSU tight ends coach said, I thought, why not? He's probably the best tight end to ever live. And he said that Coach Orgeron told him to go find the best athletes in the country. And Williamson was on that list. And honestly, Zach, that's the most LSU thing ever, to just recruit an athlete and you're not even sure if he can play football, because that's what they've been doing at quarterback for ever. That is a very LSU thing. I am not surprised at all. And it appears, Zach, that some of these texters agree with you. Basketball players are 100% soft. Taking hits every day in football is nothing like getting touched every now and then in basketball. And look, that is true. Basketball is a contact sport. Football, hockey are collision sports. That's a big difference. I will say I have a scar on my face from basketball where I had stitches in my head. I mean, it happens.
You look terrible.
It happens. I broke my ankle. All these things have happened. My ankles have never been the same.
List off the injuries.
Now, let's be clear. I did not break my ankle because I was crossed up. I broke my ankle because it came down on a foot, and it was really bad. I was not crossed up, Zach. I know that's what you're thinking. That is not what happened.
Are you sure?
Yes. Now, have I been crossed up? Yes. Did I break my ankle in that situation? No. Just want to clarify.
You broke your ankle chasing one of those small balls in Papa Shot when you were losing? Is that what you did?
Wow, it's getting personal. It's 6:36 in the morning.
Need to.
You know I was injured during that Papa Shot game. It's the one game I've ever lost.
He texted me specifically about bringing this up today.
I had a wrist injury.
Specifically about bringing it up.
I'm like Tua. I was injured, mm-hmm. and that's why I underperformed. Thank you very much.
So you have him playing Wildcat.
I think, okay, tight end is the obvious answer. Put him at tight end. That would be incredible. Think of Jimmy Graham, basketball player turned tight end. It makes a ton of sense. However, you put that guy in the Wildcat and you just say, run over dudes. I'm down for that. I think he would be incredible at that position as well.
Zion is a physical anomaly in basketball, right?
Yes. Yes.
He ain't going to be one in football.
He is still
there's some
not normal.
Big old boys playing
Division
I football.
Yeah, but his athleticism paired with that size. There are some comparable athletes, I would say, maybe.
Didn't he flirt with Zion? Like Furman or something in his recruitment? What was the small school in the upstate that he flirted with? Was it Wofford?
Probably Wofford.
I don't remember.
Because he's from Spartanburg.
It was one of those two. If he went to like Wofford and played football, hey, he could run over some boys.
He would kill somebody.
Hey, he could run over some guys. But walking on to the field in Death Valley, I don't see that happening.
He would be effective. Let's not pretend he wouldn't be effective. At the tight end spot, you think if he went out there and played tight end for Clemson this year, he wouldn't be effective?
I think that he could catch a couple of fade routes in the end zone. And I think that would be about the gist of his effectiveness. He's not going to block anybody. Blocking is a bit of an art form. I'm sure many offensive linemen out there will attest to that.
I agree with that.
Shout out Eric
Macklin.
But this is a power forward coming in to play a game at the second highest level in the country.
Wow. Zach is down tough.
Isn't it?
On this topic. Well, I'll tell you this, Zach. You think a hockey player could come in there and do better because he's tougher, or a wrestler?
No.
Well, I'll tell you one thing a hockey player wrestler can't do. Can't catch, Zach. Can't catch. That's one of the most important aspects of being a tight end. Mm. Maybe not in Clemson's offense necessarily, because the tight ends mainly block. But if you're going to use on in that regard, he can catch. Hockey players can't catch. Wrestlers don't catch.
You've obviously never seen a puck go up, grab the puck, throw it down. Not a big deal.
Okay, maybe he's a goalie. Yeah. It's a hockey goalie. Yep. We'll see.
Speaking of football, and as a texter reminds me this morning, have you seen New Jersey's new contact rules for high school football?
I have not. Please tell me more.
They passed this in the last couple of days here, and they're billing it as the strictest rules in the country for contact.
Zach, I got to be honest. I didn't think they played high school football in New Jersey.
They play a lot of high school football in New Jersey.
Okay.
And it's not as huge, but they play a lot. A lot of good players come out of New Jersey. Rashawn Gary going to make top 10.
Rashawn Gary did come out of New Jersey. That's right.
Their rules entail during the week, during a game week, the entire week, you can have 15 minutes of contact.
What?
Meaning wrapping up and taking to the ground.
In practice for a whole week?
15 minutes.
That's unbelievable.
In camp, and this is scrimmages included, you can have 6 hours total. So normally, camp is 2 weeks of two-a-days, right? 6 hours total of tackling the ground. This does not include thudding, you know, where you're hitting and not wrapping to the ground. I'm talking full practice, full contact. 6 hours total during camp and 15 minutes during the week of game weeks.
That's not even football. Now, look, I think if you and Mickey were doing the show, Mickey would be a little more outraged than me. But I'm still outraged by that, because that's not football. That's completely changing how these kids are practicing, how they're playing the game. How are they going to play college football with that kind of practice if that's their goal? I don't think that's possible. That being said, I am someone who is an advocate for making the game safer in some ways, but I think that's too far. I really do.
I am too. I just think that, and the pushback so far is, well, they're going to get hurt. They're going to get hurt because they don't experience it enough. Some coaches are saying if you teach it correctly the first time, it shouldn't be a problem, and 15 minutes is more than enough to practice during the week.
As someone who literally earned a college scholarship because of repetition, I don't understand how that's possible. You cannot become elite at something. You cannot become good enough to play a college sport without repetition of certain skills. And if you don't learn how to tackle, if you don't get the reps and do it over and over and over again, how are you going to do it at the next level?
It was 3 hours last year during game week for full contact. You can have up to three hours of that. And during camp, it was unlimited. And now they're down to to 6 hours during camp and 15 minutes during the week.
Never say never, but from my home state, that would never happen.
No,
there's no way in the world. There's no way that would happen in Texas. They're going to tackle in Texas. They're going to hit each other. That's for sure. Well, Zach, I don't know if New Jersey produces a Rashawn Gary with those types of rules. I'm not sure if that happens.
Well, it will remain to be seen.
You need to write a letter to your governor or whoever's in charge. Handle that, Zach. Help the people of New Jersey. We've got many more topics coming at you as the Mickey Plyler Show continues. Kelly and Zach, waking you up on a Friday morning. Stay tuned.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easily.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Zero
ProRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today. 225-5351. Go Tigers!
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden, and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me.
Welcome back to the Mickey Plyler Show. I am Kelly Gramlich. Zach Orr, of course, is with us as always. This hour of the show brought to you by Absolute Waste Management. They specialize in residential and commercial waste removal services for bulky unwanted items like old furniture, appliances, construction debris, yard waste, and more. Offering clean-out services for evictions, garages, attics, rental properties, so many other things. Business cleanouts as well, apartment cleanouts, storage unit cleanouts. Stop tripping over it, stepping around it, ignoring it. Get rid of it. They'll get the job done quick. Locally owned and operated, no hidden fees, straightforward pricing. No job is too big or too small. Call or text them today, 864-266-7131 for a quote. You can also visit them online, absolutewastemgmt.com, and that's Absolute Waste Management. Zach, to your wrestling point, Texter gets in. Grady Jarrett and Gage Cervenka, both four-time state wrestling champs, wrestling the most demanding sport on an individual, and many college coaches say it translates well to football. I know you'd agree with that.
The leverage of it translates well, especially to linemen. And it doesn't translate all the time. There are many instances of wrestlers trying to make that transition and failing miserably. But some have a tremendous amount of success.
And I digress on your, I will stop with the New Jersey hate. Mm-hmm. Texter reminds me, Joe Flacco, who is elite, is from New Jersey. Greg Olson, New Jersey recruit, and Mark Ingram, which I honestly had no idea that Mark Ingram was from New Jersey.
Alabama pulls a surprising number of players out of New Jersey every single year. I don't know why Alabama has a pipeline to New Jersey, but they do right now.
That is shocking.
And it's been interesting to follow.
If you told most Alabama fans that they had a good amount of New Jersey players on the roster, I think they'd be outraged. They don't like that. They don't want that. Let's get to the Northland Communication phone lines. We got our first call of the day. Boogie in Columbia, we appreciate you being up this early with us. What's up, Boogie?
Hey, good morning. Happy post-Valentine's Day, too, guys. I told my wife that they don't give you off at work, and it's not a real holiday. That didn't go over well, so next weekend we got to take a post-Valentine's Day trip.
Yeah, I don't know if that was smart, Boogie. I don't know about that.
Yeah. But listen, I was calling in to see if did y'all see this story about these students who made this fake Twitter account and made this fake player up with fake offers, and 247 Sports grabbed it, ran with it, and awarded them 3 stars.
Boogie, I saw this. This was incredible. And actually, I think Rivals was also involved in this as well, from what I read. This is, but 247, you're right, was on it initially. This is incredible, and it shows what social media can do, right? I mean, this is catfishing for recruits.
Yeah, and you know, he had great measurables. I think he had 3 SEC schools listed as offers. I mean, but it really goes to discredit a lot of the recruiting services. I still say, back when I played, you had to evaluate film. We didn't have all these recruiting services, and you didn't even hardly know who made the Shrine Bowl until you got there. But, you know, it just discredits a lot of this stuff with recruiting and stars, and, you know, how fans get all hyped up about the stars. Still comes down to evaluating talent and how they fit into your program, because I could not believe that. I mean, well, in a way I could, but it was just kind of ridiculous that you don't even do your homework on it. And I've said for a long time, how can you say one kid is better than another just because he attended your camp? I mean, it just goes a long way with me to discredit a lot of the star rankings from these others.
Sure. I hear you, Boogie. I really appreciate the phone call. Have a great weekend.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
And, Zach, I saw this story. This is incredible. And what Kwok and I spent a good amount of time this past week, and really this week, talking about recruiting rankings and looking back at the number one rated player at certain positions. You wouldn't even believe the busts. I mean, these guys that amounted to nothing. If you look at that kind of stuff, it can really devalue these recruiting rankings. But something like this is ridiculous.
You've seen the last couple of days, numerous Clemson football players and then now graduates tweeting about how high school rankings are a joke.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mean anything.
Right. Guys that were 3 stars, 2 stars, whatever it may be. And the caller's right. You know, if you come in with 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever it is, it doesn't matter when you take the field. And that's what Clemson's done. I think Clemson is one of the schools out there that you could say has done a great job of evaluating talent and not necessarily relying on services like this to really do that job for them. That's a coach's job. And this is a perfect example of what this new era, this new social media age with recruiting can do. If you haven't seen this story, Blake Carringer, or Carringer, I'm not quite sure, is his name. And these high school students made a fake Twitter account for this guy. And they tweeted out that he had offers. So 247 picked it up, assumed he was a real player, and put him on there and rated him and put his listed his offers and all these things. It is absolutely crazy. He doesn't exist. This player doesn't exist as he was described by the recruiting media, at least the 247 composite, and it was rated him, as did Rivals and ESPN. He's described by some folks on Twitter as a 2020 offensive lineman out of Tennessee with several top scholarship offers, which is just not true. Somewhere along the way, Rivals allegedly rated him as a 3-star, or of course, as they're describing this article, a player with a good chance to contribute at a major program.
Mm-hmm.
The Rivals page would then feed into 247's composite, which is how that works. The screenshot appeared to show a recruit with a 3-star composite ranking, but no 247 sports rating, meaning that rating came from a different service. This is just crazy. They made this guy up. gave him 3 stars on these recruiting sites, said he had all these offers. Ridiculous.
I have not seen this story yet.
You hadn't seen it?
This is fascinating.
Oh, it's awesome. And of course, the 247 is describing this as a Rivals doing. They're blaming Rivals for this because Rivals rated him initially, and then it went into the 247 composite. The Rivals founder and CEO, Shannon B. Terry, which is a man, by the way, named Shannon. just clarifying that. You know, I don't know. Needs to be important. This is what he tweeted out, Zach, and he threw some shots. He threw some shade at 247. Yesterday, a national recruiting service rated a prospect that doesn't exist. Unfortunately, that service's public data contributes to the 247 composite. While appalling, I'm not surprised. Ironically, it was the same little brother service that took shots at 247 on National Signing Day. In order to ensure that never occurs again, negatively impacting the composite, 247 has a new protocol where prospects are no longer given a composite rating without also having a 247 sports rating. So the 247 CEO tweeted that out, throwing some significant shade at Rivals. And again, this guy does not exist, but he was still rated as a recruit on Rivals, which fed into 247. That story is just, I mean, this is what social media can do. It's what social media can do.
Is nothing sacred anymore?
Nothing is sacred.
Is
not
nothing
even
sacred.
Getting stars as a recruit. Nothing is sacred. I appreciate Boogie bringing up that story. Let's head back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Paul in Ennery is up. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Kelly. Good morning. Before I get on to the recruiting thing, great victory for Coach Butler last night. Hey, maybe we need to get her over on the men's side. But that was a great game last night, though.
It was.
I think she's doing a wonderful job. I mean, it's just amazing what, you know, what they're doing. You know, that's just a great game. But if you're talking about recruiting, though, you know, Bobby Bowden slipped into that one time where they wouldn't really, they got lazy. You ever heard that story? And they started looking at, you know, just Rivals and, you know, and scout and stuff like that, and started just looking at the recruiting services. And he told a story one time that's what they did. And he said, we got lazy. And that's one of them years that, you know, that Florida State kind of went down a little bit. They're recruiting as far as, you know, players and developing players and stuff because they went by the recruiting service. You ever heard that story?
I think I have. And I appreciate the call this morning, Paul. Have a good weekend. That's a good story from Paul. And look, that's what I said earlier. I mean, in the end, recruiting, evaluating talent specifically, is the job of the coaching staff. You can't rely on 247, Rivals, ESPN, whatever site you're looking at, to evaluate your talent. That's got to be on you. And that's why Coach Wing will bring in a 3-star. Everyone's freaking out. Why are we taking 3 stars? Well, maybe these sites don't really know what they're doing. Look at what some of these 3 stars have become for Clemson. I think this story, there's a moral to this story, Zach. There's no doubt about it. Back to the phone. Stevie in Simpsonville is up with us next. Hey, Stevie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. Hope you're well.
Doing well. So I apparently got the dream team this morning. I know Mickey is at home with the baby. Congrats, Mickey, if he's listening. So, you know, as far as this recruiting thing, I think it's hilarious because social media with all the ghost accounts and all this and that, you can see where this could be created as even a high school project to see how many followers and things like that happen. I mean, it's kind of like all the professionals with LinkedIn and saying they're proficient in Excel. You know, yeah, we know how to save as and do a couple of math formulas, but not too much. But I find it hilarious as far as all the students that created this thing and how quickly it was picked up by the social media and running on that. So I just wanted to comment on that and then say happy 15 and orange to all the Clemson Nation out there. You guys have a great weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stevie. Thanks for calling in. He brings up a great point here that we haven't mentioned yet, Zach. The new campaign from Clemson on the 15th of every month heading into this coming football season. You're supposed to wear your natty gear. 15 and orange. I got to be honest. I failed this morning. But the day is still young. I could still put some on later.
I got a Clemson hat on. I don't think that counts as having anything natty related.
It's not necessarily natty gear,
but,
though, Zach.
Yeah, I forgot as well.
I have the WCCP t-shirt on, rocking the black version
terrible,
this morning.
Terrible supporter of the program.
Yeah, get with it, Zach. But, Stevie, another great point. And, you know, with social media now, you can't believe everything you see. You really can't. And it shows how easily these sites can be duped by some high school kids just want to create a fake account and run with it. Yeah, really. How stupid social media has made us. I think that's that's a great point there, Zach. And Jeannie, I'm not quite sure, from Greenville. You guys are doing great, but I'd love to hear Mickey's take on this recruiting story. I would too. And I'm sure he'll give you that take on Monday. I'm sure he has a unique perspective on this.
Sorry about her butchering your name there.
What is that name? Jean?
Jean.
Oh, but it's J-E-A-N-N-E. That's really confusing for me. I didn't know that was Jean. I'm so sorry, Jean. Jean, thanks for listening.
Thanks
really
for texting. We don't expect another one because of that, but we appreciate it, though. Thank you so much.
Texter gets in as well. I'm a 4-star texter. Hope Strelo gets me bumped up to a 5-star. Hey, who is that? A fake account. See what happens. But I like Stevie's point too, Zach. It's like lying on your resume. When you say you're proficient in Excel or you know how to use Adobe Creative Suite when you really don't.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for years, but now we're just doing it on Twitter with recruiting rankings. Some things never change. Some things just get a little crazier because of Twitter. All right. Hour one is in the books. Hour two of the Mickey Plather Show with Zach and Kelly.